Southern Rock sold out for 190 by Matabele Land Tuskers on the first day of the latest round of matches in Zimbabwe's Logan Cup. Young fast bowler Steve Chimpampier returned career best figures of 6-42, as only Rock skipper Richmond Mutton Barmy prospered with a fluent 87. Twandam were aware of much of the early damage, and he was 3-46. Tuskers then closed 110-4 in reply, then proving all around a loop, John Lee took 3 wickets, and Godwin Mamiyo ended on 37. The Sherland Eagles crawled 167-8 on the opening day against Midwest Rhinos in Quekwa. Simbarashi Gupo and Mark McMoylan both made dogged 41s, adding 88 in almost 50 overs, following the retirement of Keith Kondo. Skipper Tino Tender Mutton Bodsey up the tempo a little later on, with a 59 ball 43. But the Rhinos balls all conceded less than 2 runs per over, with the exception of part-timer Bothwell Chipungu. Left-arm spinner Kudak Washimon Yedi picked up 4 for 49 from 31 overs, while Neville Mazzini took 3 for 34 from 21. The latest round of matches in the West Indies regional 4-day competition saw Trinidad and Tobago hammered Leeward Islands at Port of Spain. Meanwhile, Guyana drew with Windward Islands, as it combined campus and colleges with Barbados. Trinidad and Tobago made it 2 ins out of 2 to narrow the gap to lead Jamaica to a single point. They racked up 458-7 after electing to bat, as Evan Lewis and Darren Bravo got them off to an excellent start by hitting half centuries during a second wicket stand of 105. Debutant Jonathan Augustus then added a rapid 61 off 66 balls, while Stephen Catwario and Akil Hussain took the game away from Leeward Islands. The pair both registered career best scores as they put on 197 for the 7th wicket, while Catwario fell 9 short of his maiden century. Hussain finished on 102 not out, following from his 11 wicket haul in Trinidad and Tobago's previous match. Leeward Islands then bowled out at 113 in reply in their first innings, as Shannon Gabriel and Ryde Emmett shared 5 wickets, and only 2 batters reached dual figures. One of those was Jamar Hamilton, who easily top scored with 52. Following on, they fared only marginally better, as leg spinner Imran Khan took 553, and they were all out for 238. Gabriel again did the early damage on route to figures of 3 for 63, while Kieran Powell top scored with a determined 67. Barbados had the better of the draw against bottom side combined campus and colleges. Combined camps and colleges made 269, despite both their openers Shakaya Thompson and Carl Corbin registering 50s. Only Chadwick Walton reached 50 thereafter, however, as Solomon Benn picked up 4 for 66. Craig Brathwaite and Kirk Edwards set up the first inning to 87 for Barbados, by adding 180 for the second wicket. Brathwaite was finally extracted for 91 off 320 balls, after Edwards had departed for 109. Ryan Austin took 3 for 86 from 41 overs of off-spin. Combined campus and colleges have finished 101 for 5 in their second innings, with Corbin and Reed on 52, as Ben and Ashley Nurse each struck twice. Guyana finished 171 for 7, received 209 to beat Windward Islands in what was a seesawing contest at the Providence Stadium. They reached a promising position in their chase, but Kenroy Peters took 4 wickets, as they slipped 153 for 7. Poor Anthony Bramble and various Sammy Pamal saw them to safety. Pamal had only taken 7 for 49 in the Windward Islands second innings of 114, and then led to 94 in first innings advantage, thanks to extension of Sunil Ambree, in spite of knock 82 from Guyana number 3, Asad Fuddin.